Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, well, you know what we think about that. We think that's pretty smart. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. And so congratulations. And I know why you're here, because you heard Cliff Inico is going to be back on the show. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm down with that. No, I don't have a problem. That's the reason why I have these Brain Trust members join us every time, so you don't have to listen to me all the time. And Cliff is a great guy, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. He is an attorney, and he's here to talk to us about some tax tips and some year-end tax planning. And he's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man, and happy Black Friday to you.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know what? When I'm happy on Black Friday is when I not only avoid the Black Friday fracas, I avert my eyes when I get within a mile of it.
Yeah, no, and I don't blame you, too, these days especially. I mean, really, do people really think that by going to the stores at 4 o'clock, they're going to grab the one thing that's not going to be available at 9 o'clock?
I don't know what the deal is, but I don't know what the attraction is. But I don't even like to go nearby. I'm afraid I'll get sucked into the vortex, you know?
And, well, yeah.
Hey, exactly. Hey, Cliff, let's talk about something in this segment about the prudence of starting a business or not. Or no prudence of starting a business at the end of a calendar year. Is there any particular thing there?
The day after Thanksgiving, believe it or not, my first thought is December 31st.
Right.
You know, the end of the year, because in my business, I get swamped at the end of the year with people who are either looking to do a deal or shut something down or start something up by the end of the year so they can book the results on their taxes.
Right.
And increasingly, I'm seeing more and more people want to start businesses in December.
Wow.
And I used to discourage that. I used to say, well, hold it, you know, wait till January for a number of reasons. Number one, you don't want to have the pain of having to do a tax return, a Schedule C for 2010, whatever the current tax year is. But interestingly enough, I'm hearing more and more people pushing back on that because they've incurred a lot of expenses in getting this business off the ground. Maybe they waited a little bit to form their corporation or LLC, and they want to make sure that they can cram those tax deductions into 2010 because of some of the recent tax law changes that have gone on. So, for example, now you can deduct up to $5,000 of startup expenses as a current deduction in the year in which you start a business up. Now, that didn't used to be the case. In the old days, you had to amortize that over 5 years, which is a pain in the neck. So, you know, a lot of people are doing that. And, of course, now with the equipment
and startup expenses being not necessarily equipment, you're talking about like professional services and things like that.
Professional services, legal accounting.
That you would have had to amortize.
Fully deductible.
Yeah.
I always tell people I'm cute and I'm deductible. I mean, that's what I tell people. But they believe the deductible part.
Right.
The other part,
so you're actually saying that maybe there might be some technical and statutory reasons and maybe some other good reasons to go ahead and get your business done before the end of the year.
Exactly, because the benefits of taking all those deductions in 2010 may outweigh, you know, the pain of having to do a tax return, even though you only formed your company for.
What is the minimum you'd have to do to say that your business was officially? Would you have to have customers? Would you have to have revenue? Could you just open?
Let's put it this way: I wouldn't say at this point you have to have customers. To have a real business, of course, you have to have customers, you have to get revenue. And normally I tell people, don't form a corporation, don't form an LLC until you know the business is real.
Because I
otherwise,
agree.
You're only going to have to pay a few hundred dollars more to dissolve the bloody thing if it doesn't work out. You know, but this year there may be enough sufficient tax deductions for you to take advantage of it. If you've spent a lot of money this year, let's say, for example, you had somebody build a website for you, if you had legal and accounting expenses, talk to your accountant and have him run a couple of spreadsheets. Do it now before he gets swamped
in tax
season.
If you've got other income, like your spouse or from your job, maybe a job that you had, you don't have anymore, or maybe the one you still have, and this is a side business, but
Bingo.
So you have other income, Could this startup income, I mean, these startup expenses be used against that, even though it's a brand new business, you don't really have any customers yet?
I believe the answer is yes. I mean, the IRS does allow you to take deductions even though you are, as long as you are seriously intending to start a business. You're not just doing this solely for the purpose of
it's not a sham, as they would say. You've demonstrated the fact that nobody, you don't have any customers doesn't mean you haven't been trying to get them.
Correct. Exactly right. And you are going to plan a big rollout in 2011, so there's nothing bad going on here.
Right. As long as you can demonstrate that you've been doing this in good faith, you think you should be able to deduct startup expenses in one tax year against other income.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Cliff Inico. Cliff, give us your website quickly, please.
www.cliffenico.com.
Check it out, folks. His books are there, too. I'm going to take a quick break. 20 till. Stay with us. More tax planning after these messages.
Leave some mystery
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.